Peter Chin.
What's that?
Here's talk, right?
You know
what I mean? You want to do anything to talk, right?
Sure.
This whole thing was just passed out.
Got the beginning of the group and the address and the magazine and
hey, what's up?
I have all these, you know, commendations and things that Hubbard's gotten. Certificates, you know, national students and intellectuals. What do you think about all this?
He's going to go down in history as the greatest con man of all time. That's fraud.
What do you want to have happen to him?
To have happen to him?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk to him.
Is that all?
Well, I'd like to end the madness. But, you know, I don't have any problems. I would like to talk to him. I'd even like to tape the conversation. I think that probably for the first time I would be able to talk to the old part.
Ron, where did you go, Ron?
From your end, what do you want?
What do I want you guys to do?
No, wait, like, I just, purpose of doing the thing. What's your...
My purpose?
Yeah, for the church.
Well, my purpose, initially,
is... global settlement. I want that, you know, I've
done this show, you know, for going on 3 years, and even longer before that when I was inside, you know, just a hate a rabbit kind of thing. And it's a pain in the ass. And it just seems so stupid to me, and I would like to end it before, you know, some asshole goes off his fucking rocker and starts shooting me, which I think they're capable of. They're pretty crazy guys. Peterson is a psycho. They're turning Peterson to a fucking psycho.
You think the organization's psycho?
Well, I'll tell you. It is acting like a psychotic organization. You know, when we're doing this, you know, skulking around, meeting, or driving around, it's fucking, that's crazy. It's okay, and we can play the game, but not to live that way. Pretending to be a church is just so much madness. The world is not, it isn't constructed that way. There are created enemies in there. And they're not there. So I'd like that to happen initially. I'd like to achieve a global settlement so that I don't have to continue on, because one thing they have to know is that I'm not going away. They say they're not, and I think that there's a growing number on the other side who are not. And they're looking in a worse and worse position all the time. All these cases are marching on, and they've bobbed and weaved, and they've manipulated and played with the law and spent billions of dollars, and things are marching on.
I don't really animosity.
You mean toward anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, to the contrary. I mean, I'm meeting here with you. Of course, you're not exactly what I would call a Scientologist. Scientologists tend to sort of think with their ass. You know, I mean, it's just a pain in the butt to be concerned about these guys and to think that, you know, they're going to try and fuck my life over every chance they get. And I think that, you know, they happen to be a bunch of terrorists who walked into my purview. And I kind of think that you sort of have to stand up. I'm not saying incarcerate them or slap. They need to be slapped down is what they need. They need to be fucking held in check. I mean, not the biggest corporate giants in the world abuse the law like these assholes. And they're unscrupulous because they're so fucking right about everything.
Right.
And it's okay.
I mean, like, once again, I gotta say, I mean, like, I don't see the actual breaking law. We're talking, we're getting into other areas.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You do understand that. I mean, like, I think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing.
And they got the lawyers and say this. And deep down inside, you must know. I mean, it's like,
the what?
You can't see the break in the law because they have the attorneys to check it. You know, so they're going by the book. Letter of the law.
They've had attorneys check everything. They had attorneys in the Armstrong case.
Oh, yeah.
They took a bath. Their attorneys are giving them bad advice. That's the reality. Hubbard's attorneys are giving him just poor advice. Jesus, he keeps getting more lawsuits and gets closer to the brink every day. They're just sucking him in. That's the thing to say, well, it's legal because the attorney... Bullshit.
Okay,
attorneys are a bunch of crooks. Anyway,
okay,
that's only the mentality, the mindset that you guys can have. You can take that viewpoint rather than shit it. You know, they check with attorney. You know what I mean? One just says, bullshit, this is fucking unjust, and take a stand and back the fuckers down. And the other one is...
Unfortunately, maybe unjust has nothing to do with the letter of the law.
Oh, it has everything. That is what it's all about. Right in the front of all the buildings is this blind lady with the goddamn scales. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
God, how'd I do?
Philosophy-wise?
Oh, you know. An orator, shall we say. I got to ask some questions. Doug Hayes.
I haven't found out yet.
Okay. Do you know where Marlo and Reynolds are?
I don't know.
Have there been any high-level defections? Any defections recently that they're concerned about?
I'm not aware.
Do you have anyone out at Gilman?
We got someone who goes there quite regularly.
Do you know where Miscavige hangs out?
He appears and disappears. I mean, he can be in Gilman, he can be around the complex.
Is he often in... Do you know what he drives?
No.
Can you make a note of that? Find out what they all drive.
Get me...
But this is what the purpose of this. This is to serve him?
Well, serve them is one thing, but maybe get him picked up?
I don't... You know...
It's
kind of like... you know, we need this flow of data going back and forth.
Right.
Has to happen. And I think that the feds are going to be real pleased,
you know, with the fact that it's happening. And I think that they'll reciprocate.
Right. Good. So what agencies know about us and what do they want? And
Justice Department.
FBI. You talk to these guys?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Like who invested? Do you remember that call there?
Richard Greenberg. I gave you that one. He's the guy you should call. I'll give you some number. He's in D.C.
What does he say?
He said, did the L.A. FBI case get dismissed?
I have.
Okay. Um, 202-633-3368. I'll give you one for Tom Dowdy, FBI in D.C. 202.
What's his name again?
Thomas E. Dowdy, D-O-U-G-H-C-Y.
Yeah.
202-324-4532.
Okay.
I gave you CID. Another guy in
yeah,
CID. Al Ristusha. R-I-S-T. U-C-C-I-A. Ristusha.
With Al too?
Al, yeah. And, 688-4261. Now maybe the same as the other one gave you an interest.
No,
they
only
took it. Okay.
Canada?
In Canada, you know, the thing, Project 20. The guy I've talked to a lot up in there is Al Ciampini. C-I-A-M-P-I-N-I. Ciampini.
Okay.
Who
is he with again?
He's with the Ontario Provincial Police. Mike also thinks that the Florida Attorney General is going to bring some charges. The whole freedom thing.
Mike got an indication from. Did I give you the name of the guy who's handling that investigation?
No.
The Panini investigation.
Let me see. Brackett Denniston.
Yeah.
His first name is Brackett. And last name is Denniston. D-E-N-N-I-S-T-O-N. And he's 617-223-2280.
He's the assistant U.S. attorney who is involved in the Panini thing. And his last indication to Mike was, it is clear that an attempt to completely ruin someone's name with false information is a crime.
Got it.
Okay.
So all you have to do is, again, take that viewpoint. It's a crime. It's never been proven. So
what are these? What's justice need from loyalists, FBI, CID? How is he?
They'd like to talk to whoever knows about. I'll tell you who wants to talk to you. CID. CID are the guys. That's the most likely place in which the whole thing will happen. Canada, you know, they're a little far away. They're going to move first, and perhaps it's an embarrassment to the rest of the U.S. people that the Canadians scooped them on the thing. You know, if everything goes right with the Canadians, they have to move by December 2nd. That's the cutoff date. If they don't by December 2nd, then that's all over. They give back the Toronto documents.
Yeah, so what do they want from us?
They want to talk to you people. They want to... Yeah, there's two things. Number one, you guys should, I think, make plans at least in the event that the whole thing is blown, someone breaks, or whatever, exactly how to handle it. Because, you know, you can simply, no one needs to be held. Don't go for it. Just walk out the door.
And I don't know if they'd be stupid enough to try and fuck you over by holding you. Maybe. But I doubt it.
Yeah. I was looking at all of
them. Yeah, anyway, they should just be aware of that possibility.
And I think
I went down to talk to him. I wouldn't go there, first of all. It's like, you know,
no, too
many
no.
Scientologists for that.
No, I wouldn't say go there. Just call him, make arrangements so that he can talk to you people. That's what makes sense. And it makes sense.
Think they might arrest me?
Him? For what?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I nodded.
Oh, no.
They know where I'm coming from.
Well, you know what would make sense? It would make sense, in my opinion, to make the contact through me so that he knows that you're part of the people that I've talked about. That makes sense. That would save you any problem in terms of identification because they are leery of entrapment.
Right. Okay. One thing I want to ask is Lyman Spurlock and Carol. Can I tell you about Carol?
No.
Oh, good-looking girl. You got a plan on that?
Oh, is Carol the name of the girl?
Yeah.
The name of your girl?
Yeah.
Carol is his wife's name. But they've had such a rocky marriage. It's been like, you know, off and on divorced for the last, as long as I've known the guy, 77. So I just thought, he's a possibility. I didn't know Carol, but thanks anyway. So he told me that there's this, they're real good looker.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, this is a, you know, an absolutely perfect opportunity, because I think that you know, the weight of a man's mind is through his cock. And those people especially, I mean, you know, none of the people in WGC
ASI, none of them have like a lot of brain power.
You know what I mean? They're not intellectual giants. And they definitely had rather, shall we say, Philistine taste. And, you know, there are a lot of good-looking women in the Philistine camp. You know, and there's any possibility. You were going to tell something? Did it happen?
No, someone say, you know, she gets set up with her and...
You know, if she's a good actor. You know, I was wondering about the Emmy today. And it seems to me that the Emmy to really, if you don't know your story real well, she's got his story down. I don't think there's any problem. And I think she's, I mean, I would like to have the opportunity for this, you know, talk to the doctor.
You had your raising online robot.
Well, I just think, you know, you guys, I don't know if it's been tried before, but that definitely is a way to get to the top. I mean, that's been known in high political circles for a number of centuries. No, I think it could be a lot of fun.
And what time you got to leave?
No.
You don't,
What else? Do you have some specific questions?
Yeah, a couple other things. You can meet the science here if you like. He's here in town for like a day or so. And then you go over there and meet her if you want to do that.
Someone is financing it?
We got this girl that you told about.
Yeah.
She's here and she'd like to meet me just to see, you know, she's actually a real person and she's okay.
Do you want to see me again?
No, we can. I can take her.
Okay.
We can do that.
Good.
We can do it right now.
Oh, no. No, I can't right now. No, I need a little time usually. See, you know, you called today, and it's fine. Everything looks fine. I have my wife at work. We got to pick her up at 4. So that we only have the one car as yet, and so we kind of have to jockey around. But normally, like a day in advance, I can be anywhere any time. I don't have a job.
No, I just, it's great. And I need to hear back from Michael on the timing of the food. And you wrote one other question down.
I know, the dot.
Yeah, and samples and stuff like that.
Right.
Can I hear back from him, like, now? Did you call him on the payphone or something?
Just... I doubt... Now's a real bad time. It's 5:30 in Boston. And he's going to be out of the office. But he wouldn't be home yet. Are you following me?
No. It's not worth a shot.
I wouldn't. I'd just waste our time trying to get rid of somewhere.
So you can call him and then run by him and get back to him.
Yeah. I'm going to see Dan tomorrow for a lot of news matters and literary matters.
All right. did Michael have any more messages for us? I was wondering what kind of direction he's moving in and any other questions you had.
Well, I know he's going to have a question. Is she going to back it? Is she going to come up with some bucks for this?
It looks really strong.
Great. I think that's great. By the way, she's into publishing. Did you know this?
Yeah.
So if we saw her, I have some art loot.
Yeah, definitely bring it.
Okay. Some of which you have there.
Yeah. I'm sure it is samples. Yeah.
What else?
I think that's it. I would like, look at this, look right here. Look at our rodent.
Got
a mole. No, let's put him in a mole. They got blind. Oh, what it is. Here we go. What it is. Hey, bro. What are you?
All right. So what about, I'll get those things from him. Do you want me to leave answers with Dan's phone? Yeah, that'd be good. I'll track them down somehow, either tonight or
if I can get
in the morning.
If I can get away from another meeting, then we'll do that.
Okay. I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Well, if I call
maybe
you,
we could plan something on Friday.
If I call you tonight...
Yeah,
that would mean I'll take it. If not,
okay, good.
I think I'd rather do it myself. Let's see what they have in mind. You little kitty. I don't believe it. You're gonna run by the iHelp doc, get the policy letters, the suit.
Yeah. Oh, you guys know about Homer Schumer's suit?
The kitty man.
Okay. We think that that's quite important. You know, he has sued, and I wrote it in there, we sued, and ASI should serve. It's very significant because it's using unfair worker labor practices against the profit corporation. It takes away the whole religion thing and moves it into a different realm.
All right.
Where are you?
Fascinated by the little rodent, aren't you?
Oh, I love him. I've never had one of these guys that come up in my lawn like that. Funny, I was looking at that.
Okay, now, is there anything else a loyalist should be doing other than possibly using these documents, filing the suit?
They should be preparing affidavits.
Right.
They should be...
You mentioned before, like, a PR campaign, getting ready for this.
Well,
now,
that's the sort of thing, you know, that is the sort of thing with the issue. There's many other things, like, you can size up. Obviously, every time you talk to someone, it's part of a PR campaign, as far as you guys are concerned, right? You get a new, you tune into the poll. It's
like these issues in PR campaigns when to like disrupt the church and turn against management.
Well, you know, those things, I leave that up. Obviously, you guys are in a better position, Christ is. You know the game far better than I do. If you want to, you know, agent provocateurs, you're the artist. You can probably do it thou wilt along those lines. I don't think I have to give you any instructions, but I do think that you know, we sit in a particular crossroads of history relative to the organization, and damn it, we, you know, should be able to act, I think, you know, and cause our own destiny here instead of sitting back waiting for it to happen. The adrenaline rushes. But actually, you see, I can do without that shit. Hence, I'm involved. I keep hearing these things all around, man.
He's dropping trees on me. All right.
You know, I'll probably have more questions. I always have a lot of questions later. The other thing, I don't know if it makes sense to you to sort of divide up the organization and go after people on that basis, just so that you know, shit, we have this group covered, you know, and then divide it up structurally so that you have all the the various key points which have to be covered. I think that you guys will be able to take over and then use operating income to continue the battle. That way you can secure the buildings, take it over. And I think that it's going to take that kind of thing. There's a lot of people, by the way.
Yeah, so like game plan, like you want global settlement, so like us working together, we like our people run the church, getting out these guys out of the way.
Sooner or later, yeah, someone's going to have to settle.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys decide, well, fuck you, just continue on. It really doesn't make any difference. You know, this is, you know, I have my lawsuit, and I'm going ahead on that, and that keeps me involved, you know, in addition to everything else I do. And that's going to pay off sooner or later. And I'm going to, you know, assist wherever I can in bringing this goddamn dog to bay. Because I think it's the... You know, there's no fucking way that you guys should have to go through searches when you walk in and out of the church or through fucking TV cameras. I mean, you're talking about some goddamn terrorist organization.
Well, they're afraid of... robberies and stuff down there.
Fucking shit. Yeah, that's why they're robberies. That's why they're twisting people, right? I mean, that's crazy. And the time it ended. And not only that, but when you get a group of crazies together...
So, anything else you need from me?
I don't think so.
You guys just have to run now. You don't have time to...
The meter?
Yeah.
No. But if you
would like to, though.
Oh, I'd like to very much. I think it could be, mutually beneficial.
Okay.
You're going to
go over everything with Flynn and Nurse, and I'll get back to you on that.
Yep. I'm going to copy this stuff, send him off the package, and, sort through it and see what the heck it really is all about.
If he has any other ideas on how to use those things, let me know.
Okay.
Any other ideas you have?
Good. We got two board members.
Right, and maybe we should actually set up sometime where you and I get together with whoever, and if you're going to call one of these guys, you can do that. We got more time. Maybe
good. What I'd like
together sometime and do that.
Yeah. See, I need to arrange before we get together and then decide to do it. I'd need to set up a time with them, more or less.
I'm going to
have to set up a three-way time.
Oh, it wouldn't be like something we just do after you...
Well, yeah, we definitely could just call up and they'd talk to us, but, you know, what if they're tape recording Lyman Spurlock at that time? I don't know that they're going to want to break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's best if we can give them a little notice. It's not critical either way. You know, if we said, well, let's talk to these guys, great. I think that they would want to talk in person, I think, because they're searching for understanding about it, with current information. Obviously, the information, unless they have a hold of the detective, is not very current. You know, 1982 is really the most current information, I believe, of anyone they're talking to that I know of. Homer, probably. He knew what was going on in the ASI at the top in 1982, but...
Okay, got it. We'll be in touch, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks.